Hare Krishna, this is Dhanadhar Swami.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna Maharaj.
I like to thank all the transcendental devotees that are listening to the Sangha instead of the Maya of American politics. So thank you very much. I think today is the day. It's now advertising that. I hope people don't hang up. But this is eternal history. Okay. Reading from the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. Anyone who is on the conference, you know, gets the full mercy of Guru Govardhan. You have to see this view from my window. My window looks out into a really authentic Vrindavan cringe. I mean, I've never seen such an authentic Vrindavan cringe. It's just like a jungle of vines and flowers. And then beyond that is Govardhan. A reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhyalila 13, verse 25. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chanda Jaya Gaur Bhakta Vinda Sukshma Shweta Balu Pate Uvindara Sama Dike Tota Shabha Yena Vrindavana. The fine white sand spread all over the path resembled the bank of the Jamuna, and the small gardens on both sides look just like those in Vrindavan. Omijanatimirandasya Dhyanandana Salakaya Raksuri Nilatamyena Ajmai Sri Vidavay Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Kapitam Yena Bhutale Sayam Rupa Kadamayam Vidati Sapadantitam Sancha Kalpa Tarudyascha Kripa Sindhu Vaidhaka Patitanam Pavanevyo Vaishnavevyo Namo Namah Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadha Srivasa Devor Bhakta Vinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So greetings from lush green Govardhan. I guess yesterday, the day before, was the first day of Kartik and the Purnima. Hundreds and hundreds of thousands of pilgrims doing parikram. Coming back from Govindakund, doing the parikram, going the opposite way. And it's so nice, one group of people after another singing with devotion the glories of Srimati Radharani or Krishna in groups, enthusiastic. So surcharged with spirituality over them. I'd also like to share with you when some of you were on the conference on Wednesday night, and it was this incredible ashram. Never went in. All I saw is a big wall. Even had no idea how big it is, and it's right on the bank of Govindakund. And afterwards, there's just three people there: a sadhu, his sister, and his brother. And it's a huge ashram. I mean, you know, it was a big courtyard. And he took me to one room that he said, if I want, I can do bhajan. It was a corner room. And one window looks down right upon Govindakun. Hello? Someone needs to mute their phone. And the other window on the other side, at the corner, looks out on Govardhan. So this is called Udipan. Udipan is like a match. The potential for devotion is there within the heart. And according to your spiritual practices, the potential increases. Because there are favorable impressions in the consciousness, just like you have favorable impressions for mundane things, so you're attracted to that. And probably the more you do them, maybe the more the attraction increases. So the more you do spiritual activities, the imprints, the impressions are there. But they need a little light. Even in the spiritual world, it's considered that way. You know, the soul has the imprints, but they're not something that grows. They're stable. They're consistent and permanent. It's the nature of the soul is that there's an impression or attraction for Krishna in particular. But still, for that basic cause of ecstasy to develop or nourish, it needs some impetus that may be the footprints of Krishna or the smiling face of Krishna or Radharani's fragrance or something, or the place of Krishna's pastimes or a devotee of Krishna. So this is called Udipa. And one reason why Vrindavan is such a favorable place where spiritual life is close to us, Udipa. Yeah, it's Govardhan to light my devotional impetus. There are smiling sadhus. There are people everywhere you go, Radhe, 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 Radhe. Of course, you have other impressions for civility and cleanliness and other things that may be disturbed. Sometimes the Dham is covered in that way. But this particular verse here, the fine white sands, is Puri, which is Udipan for Vrajabhakti. And especially the grand trunk, the grand road. You probably will never see a road in India so wide as it's made for the Rath Yatra. Very wide road. And on the side of those roads, there are udita. There are impetuses to light your the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who's in that mood, or for Jagannath himself, because we've just read the story that Jagannath is Krishna in Dwarka in the mood of coming to Vrindavan, and that separation from Vrindavan, and therefore he after the Snanyatra, the 15 days recovery, and then he leaves the goddess of fortune, which is Swakya, the married relationship, and goes to Gundicha temple. So that is the path going back to Vrindavan. And it's very inspiring. Even today, if you go to Puri, or last year, we'll do that again, we'll do Harinam down that street. But of course, we will have double Udipan, because we can look out and see Vrindavan, but we can also meditate on the pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Giri Raj, Holiness Giri Raj Swami, my godbrother, he stayed in Bombay. And Bombay really, in a very intimate sense, was almost Prabhupada's home. I know he said Vrindavan was home, Bombay was his office. But in Bombay, Prabhupada had a very exalted Indian congregational members that were almost like his friends. That they were very intimate with him, which you didn't have in other places so much. In Vrindavan, there was one Indian gentleman, Babaji, who used to come and tell Prabhupada Hindi jokes. I forgot the joke, but it was sometime about a Friday we had a chance to go to the spiritual world, but we
Hare Krishna. Is anybody there?
Hare Krishna.
Gail?
Mm-hmm. We're back in the ozone.
We're back in the ozone. We have to hang up and call back in, or should we just wait?
I will wait.
I'm back. Can you hear me?
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Can you hear me?
We hear you. Hello?
Yeah. It's the Telugu Swami. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. Because I have to say now, I only have one small bar here and terrible reception here in India. So, again, can you hear me?
Oh, the reception, I can't hear you well.
It's breaking.
You can't hear me very well, huh?
It's
well,
choppy,
right now I know the problem. Usually it's there. What's that?
It's so choppy. It's like practically unintelligible for me.
Yeah. Well, I'll call again, but somehow or other, this hasn't happened too often here. Just that bad reception here. So I'll hang up and call again.
Okay.
I don't have to save billions of dollars in the first place. I don't have to eliminate programs. I have thought that this, well, one of them would be marketing assistance programs. Another one would be a number of subsidies for ethanol. I oppose subsidies for ethanol.
Maharaj calling back?
Yes, he's going to call back in.
Another TV?
Hmm?
Hare Krishna, this is Dhanadhar Swami. Can you hear me?
Yes, nicely now.
It's amazing because there's no bars. But anyway, if it goes down again, let me know. At least I know the source of the problem is here now. So this disciple was named Manmohan, and he was the most staunch Anuga. So one time, I didn't know he had a house right at the gate of Radha Govinda Temple in Jaipur. So I was coming in the gate with a group of young people from the West about 10, 15 years ago taking on parikram. And he says, come into my house. And he invites us into his house, gives us some prasad. Hare Krishna, can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Hello, Maharaj.
Yes,
yes.
Maharaj.
Yes, Maharaj.
Okay. Okay. You can't hear me, that means. Okay. So he starts to preach to all the devotees that it's almost like Prabhupada's better than Lord Chaitanya, because Lord Chaitanya worshipped Krishna and Prabhupada worshipped Lord Chaitanya and Krishna. And two is better than one. So you know, because of the thing, I lost my point, but it was kind of a relevant point here. That's the problem with this sometimes. Anyway, I'll just have to continue another way. Before I go on, anyway, we were discussing Buddhipin and Puri and how enlivening it is. And, so I was mentioning, right, this is the point. Jagannath's Udipin was the white sands and it looked like Vrindavan. Our Udipin is what Jagannath saw, but also seeing Lord Jagannath, also meditating that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu walked those very streets. So it is, there is something about the parampara that increases, just like you know, Lord Chaitanya and his associates, they did not have the songs of Narottam Das Thakur and Bhakti Vinod Thakur. So there is something that increases. And in fact, we read yesterday in the evening, every evening we meet for 2 hours and we read CC and discuss it. And the purport was when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was going to send Lord Nityananda from Puri. So he would meet him every day. It's a very interesting point. He wouldn't tell him the shocking news because he already had requested him to go and Lord Nityananda had refused. So he wouldn't tell him the shocking news immediately. He prepared him. So every day he would meet him and prepare his frame of reference. Because the first time he told him, Lord Nityananda just ignored him. So in that purport, what the Lord Chaitanya finally said, he said, I have work for you to do that even I cannot do. And that has to do with the mercy of Lord Nityananda. Because the servitor Godhead has a certain kripa. In other words, Krishna or Lord Chaitanya invests his kripa. And therefore, when some people in India saw Prabhupada's preaching, included, some people took offense to it and took it in the wrong way, that he must have been an incarnation of Lord Nityananda. He must have been an expansion of Lord Nityananda. We know the spiritual masters are an expansion.
Haribo.
Hare Krishna, good news. There are four bars now. You should hear me really good. Are you still there?
Yes, Maharaj.
Hare Krishna?
Hare Krishna, Maharaj.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Hare Bol.
Hello? Okay, thank you. Thank you. So, last point with me. I just kind of get fired up there. What was my last point? Someone. Okay, so Nityananda is, so we're discussing whether Nityananda is more, has a kripa or mercy. And therefore, Lord Chaitanya is saying, you know, I cannot do this. Especially I've given you my kripa. The kripa shakti is in the devotee, and Lord Nityananda represents the devotee preacher, something like this. And then in the purport, it says that this expansion can go on in parampara. So, anyway, there's a certain sweetness to these udipins. And we have the udipin of Krishna, and we have the udipin of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu meditating on Krishna. And in fact, in advanced practices of non-bhajan, the devotee first meditates on the lila of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Like in the morning, you know, maybe at this time, it's after the nocturnal kirtans, and Lord Chaitanya is going to rest. And when Lord Chaitanya goes to rest, he meditates on Radha and Krishna waking up in the Shatmira. Yeah. So one is first meditating on, or if in the evening when the kirtan, he's meditating on the kirtan and Sri Vasangam, and he may meditate on Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who's in that kirtan, meditating on Radha and Krishna meeting in the highest ecstasy in the late at night. So it's a direct correspondence, but it gives one a practical entrance to those meditations. Because if you have affection for Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, your desire to serve him will tell you to understand his mind. And therefore, that mood of service, which impels you to understand his mind, will give you entrance into the pastimes of Radha and Krishna, which are the mind of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Now, before I go on with the rest, I'll just kind of go back a little bit and just tell you, like, when I was after the Sangha on Wednesday, then I went in this ashram and took prasadam with Satchinandana Swami, and we had a discussion. And the discussion kind of inspired me a little bit to continue writing my japa thoughts during Kartik, because I've done them for 7 years. This year, I wrote a book. It's coming out, Japa Meditations. I said, I'm not going to do this again. Because what else is there to say? I've tried to enter it so many ways. I think I've expressed it all. But, you know, with speaking to Satchinandana Swami, you know, it was a nice exchange, and he gave me a nice japa thought. He asked me, he said, you know, now I'm here. He's very, very serious. And then he took me to this place where we had this program, Sublime Grace. He said, my confidence is even as Vrindavan becomes covered by materialism, there will always be, if you have a sincere desire for bhajan, some sacred places that are perfect for bhajan, somewhere in Braj, and you'll find them. And he doesn't even stay here in the ashram. No one knows where he is right now. He's off in Barsana. Last time he was on Uchangdam, which is Alika's birthplace, and top of this hill, and it's a blind place. you always find. And then he told some kind of story where Radharani asked Krishna gave Radharani a benediction, and she asked for that, let there eternally be places in Vrindavan that were suitable for your devotees to worship and serve you. He was confident in that. So anyway, we were talking, and he said, you know, this year in Vrindavan, you know, I want to chant, but I don't want to chant just mechanically, but I want to chant with affection. And he asked me, he said, how do you chant with affection? Of course, for me, it's almost like the teacher asking the student. He's so deep in Dajja. He says, how do you chant with affection? So I gave, you know, some simple answer that affection or love comes from the experience of mercy. So to get affection for chanting, you need to beg from the acharyas and access their mercy by that humble mood. And then if you feel their mercy, you'll feel affection in your bhaja. So I gave something. So then he said, a very interesting point, never thought of it, he said, I went to Mahavira Swami and asked him the same question. And he said from his experience in Braj, when he found out that the way to access affection, the way the Goswamis would do it, he said that they would chant astakas. Well, there's so many prayers, eight prayers, hundreds of them, about Radharani, about Vrindadeva, about Lord Chaitanya's instructions, the Damodar astakam. You know, you go through short astakam, radhika astakam, radhika astakam, radhika astakam. There's Krishna's Kaviraj and Vishwanath, they all write these astakams. And he said, and at the end of the astakam, there's a benediction. Every chance it will get love for the divine couple or will get residence in Govardhan. There's always what's called a full stupid, a fruit of chanting the prayer. He said, they did not just write these for others. They wrote them for themselves. And he said, chanting these prayers is the way they would access the mood of affection for their non-bhaja. And then he said, Mahavira Swami chanted to confirm that this was actually their practice. And this is the practice of advanced sadhakas, very frankly. The way that he supported it is he quoted the sixth verse of the Sadgoswami Astika. Shankya Purvaka Nama Nakudi. And Prabhupada translates it, they would chant Nam and bow down in scheduled measurement. He said this was actually their practice. The body follows the mind. And anybody who knows it, I did it last night because I thought the Kartik let me chant the, what is that called? Govardhana, Prakana Dasa, the prayers for eight prayers of residence at Govardhan. So I did that last night before I went to bed. I chanted one of the prayers and then went down. And the body going down, it's a very, very powerful mudra that invokes a sense of humility and attracts mercy. So just the bowing down, the Goswamis did this. And as they were bowing down, they were chanting prayers. They were chanting prayers. And the combination of the prayers, which have a particular ras, and the actual activity of taking shelter in the mood that I am interior, bowing down, that would be a way. So I found that kind of interesting. And then this morning in my chanting, I was thinking that, okay, I want to chant with affection. So I said, if you chant with affection, then your chanting has to be done for the pleasure of someone else. So genuine affection means you chant with the conscious mood to please you and Krishna. And therefore, I thought, well, how can I keep this consciousness in my mind? By concentrating on the mantra, and just like I'm cooking something, say it as sweet as possible. Because sound gives pleasure, and obviously the way it's said gives pleasure. So if you say the mantra sweetly, it also enables you to be attentive. So I'm trying to, in other words, cook the mantra, offer the mantra. So with every mantra, I would try to say it beautifully. Because it's an offering, it's the internal potency, it's an offering of pleasure. Okay, so now we're going to continue with the CC, and it's going to be a lot of reading. Rakte chari jagannatha parivagamana duri parshve bheki chale anandithamana. As Lord Jagannath rode in his car and saw the beauty on both sides, his mind is filled with pleasure. Vrindavan gives Krishna pleasure because Vrindavan is for the pleasure of Krishna. And what gives pleasure is love. So if something is for your pleasure, it will give you pleasure. Just think of a gift that you received from someone who picked it out and offered it to you in love. Probably in the Kali Yuga, we'll have to, dredge our minds. When's the last time? It's devati priti grinati. We give gifts, we accept gifts. And you get something out of pleasure. And then that thing, when you have it and you keep it, it continues to give you pleasure. If that person offered it to you in pleasure. Prabhupada had certain things that were given in pleasure to him. And he kept it. It gave him pleasure. I remember one devotee, he every time, devotees didn't have money, but he would get some check from the government. Or, I guess we used to call it crazy pay. If you're crazy, then the government would give you money because you can't work. So, he used to know he had crazy pay. So, he would give every month to Prabhupada. And Prabhupada just told him, he told his Babaji, I don't know how this devotee loves me so much. Because it was given out of affection. So Vrindavan is for Krishna's pleasure. And therefore, every sense object in Vrindavan is filled with love. Ayuna Jushtam, the wind, is not just blowing, it's serving Krishna. It's giving him fragrance. It's giving him coolness on his body. So the wind is serving, so that's Vrindavan. So Jagannath is Krishna, and he sees the beauty on the Rakhiyatra. His mind is filled with pleasure. Gode sabha raktatani kariya ananda shane shidra chali rakta shane chali manda. The pullers of the cars were known as gode, and they pulled with great pleasure. However, the car sometimes went very fast and sometimes slow. So this is the spiritual world. It's all Bob. Everything is love. And that's why every step is a dance and all words are a song. Because when you walk with love, it becomes dance. When you speak with love, it becomes song. And that's the origin of dance and song. It's rag, it's love. So here they're pulling the car. Service. And these are the pillars, and so this is their service. This is their particular offering to the Lord. They're offering their strength. And Krishna is, Jagannath is getting. Sometimes the car would stand still and not move, even though it was pulled very vigorously. The chariot, therefore, moved by the will of the Lord, not by the strength of any ordinary person. So now the question comes, if it moved by the will of the Lord, then what's the use of pulling the car? And that reminds me of a story. I told this many times, but it's relevant here. When Raghunath Swami, before he even met the devotees of ISKCON, how rare that he was a Vaishnava before he even met the devotees of ISKCON. Purva Sanskar, previous life. And then he was staying on Mankut here, which was just one of the four hills in Barsana, a very dangerous place. Even dacoits would come and hide out where there were pythons in holes and sometimes jackals or whatever it is, tigers. So Radhanath Swami asked Ramesh Baba, he's a living saint, he still lives there, he's a wonderful person. And Radhanath Swami said, are you not afraid of sleeping outside? Because they would sleep outside. He says, Krishna will protect his devotees. So Radhanath Swami got some confidence. Until one day, he saw every day Ramesh Baba and had a little stick. A little tiny stick, just about a foot long, and put it there. So Radhanath Swami said, he asked him, Babaji, he said, Krishna will protect us. Why do you have a stick? And the Baba said, well, you have to do your part. So that's actually, Krishna is the doer. There are five factors of action, but one is the endeavor. Ahankara means to think that the endeavor is everything. The endeavor is part of the factors of action, and Krishna allows endeavor to be part of the action for us to offer him love. You can still hear me? Hello? Can everybody hear me?
Hi, Bo.
Okay, good. Thank you.
Hi, Krishna Maharaj.
So, yes, thank you. Thank you so much. But you have to mute your phone because sometimes I think it's *6 or something because then what happens is you hear people sometimes. You hear them breathing, you hear their homes. You have to try to mute your phone, okay? So, interesting. Five factors of action. So Krishna allows us to be a factor in action for the purpose of service. In order to fulfill our desire to be in the illusion that we're the controller. But, so, they're pulling, and yes, they are the karta or the doer, but to a limited extent. They're participating, the bhakti or love. As the car stood still, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gathered all his devotees and with his own hand decorated them with flower garlands and sandalwood pulp. So this is so wonderful. The car stopped. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not waste a minute. I can't serve Lord Jagannath now. Let me serve the devotees. Now, this reminds me of just the kirtan I participated in India many years ago. And I to me, it was the supreme kirtan. Because we had Didi Govindaswamy from Nashville, Tennessee. We had African-American devotees, natural kirtan. We had Bengali devotees. We all joined in this kirtan. And it happened to be the oil capital of India, Kanauj, near there, where they make all the oils. So as the kirtan was roaring, 900,000, 1 million people lining the streets, ladies would come out, old ladies would come out with paint buckets filled with sandalwood paste, and practically with paintbrushes, paint up products. Or they would come out with cans of oil, with cotton, out of affection, because we were serving in the kirtan. We were serving the Lord, therefore they wanted to serve us. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was watching the devotees who were gathered to serve Lord Jagannath, and he wants to serve them. Yesterday, when we were reading the CC, there was one verse, I forgot who it was to who, but it said, perfection of life comes from two things. Vaishnav seva, to serve the devotees, and to do nam kirtan. Do you remember that? Kulinyagram, they were going, Lord Chaitanya was requesting them for the Ratha-Ratra. Their particular service was to bring good silk ropes that would not snap. And then they asked questions, what is my duty in life? And Lord Chaitanya said, if you want to achieve the supreme perfection, your duty is Vaishnav seva, to serve the devotees and to do nam kirtan. So, Aramananda Puri Ara Bharati Brahmananda Sihasti Chandana Panya Adila Anand. Aramananda Puri and Brahmananda Bharati were both personally given garlands and sandalwood pulp from the very hands of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This increased their transcendental pleasure. So it's Anand, and it's Anand, and it's Anand. This is a spiritual society. This is what a society should be like. It's a cooperation to give pleasure to Krishna. And then, naturally, everyone loves each other. Love me, love my dog, they say in English. So if you love Krishna, you will love those who love Krishna. So the love flows to Krishna, and it flows among those who love Krishna. And then the devotees in that mood experience so much mercy that they are sharing a very wonderful experience together. And when you share a wonderful experience together, it bonds you even closer with one. This is Sri Krishna Bhakti. This is Krishna consciousness. And this is a sangha of Krishna consciousness. And this is how Krishna consciousness spreads. Krishna consciousness spreads when you have communities that are relishing Krishna consciousness. Because everyone is looking for happiness. And everyone is looking for a community where people are sharing happiness. Advaita Acharya Ara Prabhu Nityananda Sihasta Sparshe Dhinaraho Dila Anand. Similarly, when Advaita Acharya Nityananda felt the touch of the transcendental hand of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they were very pleased. So look what's happening. They love Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he serves them. That happens too. I've had a function where sometimes you go and there's a senior Vaishnava, and he goes around with the chandan and he touches you. You feel mercy. It's pleasure. So they became pleased. The Lord also gave garlands and sandalwood pulp to the performers of Sankirtan. So, coming attractions, we're going to discuss it next week. There will be a description of these kirtans. And there were different parties. There were seven parties. And it's very nice how it's Radha Nuga Bhakti, it's spontaneous devotion. But out of that spontaneous desire to serve Krishna, it is done properly. You, from your heart, you want to serve Krishna, so you organize it. You want to serve Krishna, so what do? You put this much turmeric and this much cumin and this much salt. You measure it, at least in your hand. You cook it in the right way. Then it becomes yours. Then it becomes pleasurable. So here the kirtan is an offering of musical singing of glories of God, and therefore it's composed very beautifully. And they had one singer, and who was singing? The best person singing. The best kirtan is if you sing. So you should always try to sing unless there's someone better than you, because it's for the pleasure of Krishna. And the best singers were there. Sri Damodar is one of the singers. Srivas Thakur is one of the singers. So you can imagine what the kirtan is of Sri Damodar. Of all of them, he was the best kirtanier. So what was his kirtan like? It was deep in heart and very nicely and appropriately done. Conscious of what makes a nice offering of music. So Srivas Thakur, Sri Damodar, and then Lord Chaitanya, he's organizing it for the pleasure of Jagannath. So he has dancers. So who are the dancers? One dancer is a great Acharya, a little bit old. But there's nothing more beautiful than an old Vaishnava athletic niece. Enthusiastically dancing. Very gracefully. Just interrupted by the lack of movement once in a while. And then there was the Krishna Pandit, who was such an enthusiastic dancer that he once danced for 72 hours. And this is even before they kept such records in Ripley's, believe it or not. 72 hours. And then Nitya Madhurya, there is the dancing of Lord Nityananda, which was so filled with bomb. Bob and explosions of ecstasy as he would jump 7 feet in the air and then fall down. And then there were Haridas Thakur, Nam Acharya, the Muslim Vaishnava, chanting. And then there were a certain amount of respondents. So each kirtan group, there were four people that would like respond to the singer. And then I believe in each kirtan group, there were two madangas, and then a certain amount of kirtan. Rasa is love perfectly composed. So out of that intense affection, each kirtan was a beautiful offering. Of course, it is based on devotion in the heart. It's not just passionate. And it's not just mechanical. It's spontaneous, loving, singing from the heart. It's very beautifully done. There were altogether four parties of kirtan performers comprising 24 chanting. In each party, there were also two madangas, making an additional 8 persons. I guess we could meditate on this now. We'll just finish this with the meditation. When the four parties were formed, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, after some consideration, divided the chanting. So the chanters, he ordered Nityananda, Advaita, Haridas, Prakrishra to dance in each of the four respective parties. Sri Damodar was chosen as the leader of the first party and was given 5 assistants. to respond to this chanting. The five who responded to the singing of Sri Damodar were Damodar Pandit, Narayan, Govinda Dutt, Raghava Pandit, and Sri Govindanandana. The great Acharya was ordered to dance in the first group. The Lord then formed another group with Srivas Thakur as the chief man. The five singers who responded to Srivas Thakur were Ganga Das, Chota Hare Das, Sriman Shubhanan, Sriram Pandit. Nityananda was appointed the dancer. Another group consisting of Vasudev, Gopinath, and Murari, all these were responsive singers, and Mukunda was the chief singer. I believe in Gauraki, isn't it something about, what's that line? How did it go? Sanjaya Mukunda, Vasu Dosh, Adi Gaya. These are all singers. So these were, even in the Gauraki, are special singers. Another two persons, Srikant and Balabha Sain, joined as responsive singers, Haridas Thakur, the dancer. Another group, Govinda Ghosh, as the leader. So beautiful. Two brothers named Madhava Ghosh and Vasu Ghosh joined the group as responsive singers. The Koshua Pandit was the dancer. And then there was a kirtan party from Kulinya Gram, another one from Shantipur with the great Acharya and his son Achyuta. Nanda was the dancer. Another party from the people of Kanda. In that group, Narahari was dancing, and four parties in front, another in the rear, two at the side. Madhu, so beautiful. 14 drums were being played. The sound is tumultuous, and the crowd went wild. And in Sanskrit, that is Vaishnava Hola Pago. The Vaishnavas became crazy. And there were seven parties of Sankirtan, each had two drums. So this is a real meditation. And therefore, Krishna's context describes the Vaishnavas came together in this kirtan, like an assembly of clouds, and the devotees chanting the names in great ecstasy, tears were coming from their eyes. So it was like a huge cloud, and the tears were the devotees crying. Crying because they cannot contain in their open, humble hearts the sentiments of devotion that they're feeling. Okay, we'll end here today. Anybody have a question? Well, someone's thinking, it was really nice to, because I know I went off and then, so I know there's quite a few devotees out there. Thank you very much. Anybody like to say Hare Krishna?
Hare Krishna Maharaj.
Rasikya?
Yeah, this is Rasikya.
Hare Krishna, thank you so much.
Thank you so much for the wonderful class, and I can just smell the fragrance of the place where you are just by your descriptions.
Oh, okay. It's actually quite nice. It's by the grace of my godmother, it's like the, because you'll be coming on the 20th, and I'll have to find another place. So I also have the joy of dependence on Krishna.
Yeah.
So I'll have to find another place. But I know you can go down to that. Excuse me?
Go ahead.
I may also thinking of going down to put the the place, Acacia Barker's place, which I always have a space, but it's packed.
Uh-huh.
So it may not be suitable. I don't think I get my own room there now, so But that Sada invited me down to Govindapur, and so there's some thought of, you know, just really living out there in the wilds of grudge. Thank you, Rasika.
There's a, in the Krishna Karanamrita little emails that I get, there's a thing called Kartik in Vraja from the Hari Bhakti Vilas. And it has some verses saying how, you know, the benefits of doing worship during Kartik. But all, in every single verse it says in Mathura, in the month of Kartik. And I know that, you know, Prabhupada always says, you know, Vrindavan and Mathura is in your heart. So by doing that, the same benefit will be there even if you're not in the actual place. If you're meditating.
It's you don't want to minimize Vrindavan, but we do understand that consciousness is always more important than location.
Yeah.
So when you put consciousness and location together, there's something, there's structure. Yeah, but obviously better to be in Vrindavan in the mind than just be there physically. So Rupa Goswami does give us, if you can't be there, then be there in the mind.
Yeah.
So ultimately, it's consciousness, but there is a special inspiration here too. One time, there was a, he was an oil of grudge. He was one of the most famous sadhus. His name was Priyacharan Das Babaji. And he lived out in Chakleshwar Mahadev. So I thought I was in that place. Let me see if I can find him and just offer respects. I think I was with Gurudev Swami with the guy. So we went in, and he was just in a hallway, a bed on the side of the hallway. Really, really old person. And we went up to him and he said, "Do you have any advice for us?" And he said, "Bhajan karo, bhajan karo, do bhajan." But then he started to quote those verses from the Hari Bhakti Vilas about the benefit of Kartik in Vrindavan. And I, you know, Giriraj Swami was talking, and it almost seemed like it was something like this, that it's like a sale. You can get something for very, very little. Well, normally, you know, bhakti, prema, these are very, you know, you have to pay a lot. But Kartik, especially Kartik in Vrindavan, means there's a sale. There's a sale. You can get it cheaply. So therefore, people like to, you know, come and pop up. At least the 2 years, 3 years, I was there in Vrindavan when he came, 74, 70. I came 75, I believe. Mm-hmm. 75, 76. Prabhupada would come to Kartik in Vrindavan. And I remember in the courtyard, he would come and we would have the devotees do kirtan and someone speak. So, but yes, consciousness is always more important than location. Even I know the one scholar in Vrindavan, famous scholar in Vrindavan, and I guess a friend of mine is a disciple of him, and they asked him a lot of questions, and we got a transcript, and it was translated into English. So this sadhu is firm on the point that what's really important is consciousness. So he's radical on it. So they asked, they came, and they were Western people. They say, "What about going to Radhakrishnan?" And he kind of said, he said, "If you like a picnic." And I think what he meant by that, you know, in your consciousness, right, just wandering around the places without any guidance, you know, what's the value? So, and Borijan also said a very interesting thing. I heard once, I forgot what he quoted someone, that we can't access the Dham, we're not qualified. But there are people that are qualified, and they come here. And therefore we go to Vrindavan to associate with them. So I see that. It's great when I go over in the evening, and Aisheshika Prabhu and Keshua Bharti are relishing Krishna Katha. So, and I come here for that purpose because they're here.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you so much, Esther. Yeah.
Thank you too, and
Hare Krishna.
Yeah, Hare Krishna.
Yes. Okay. Anybody else like to say Hare Krishna? Just Hare Krishna is enough. I can hear another voice.
Hi, Bo Maharaj.
Who's that?
This is Ariel calling from New Zealand.
Hey, Ariel. Hare Krishna. Thank you for coming on. We miss you out here in Brunch. This year. Thank you, Ariel. I know.
I wish we were there, but maybe next year.
Well, there's two banks of karma, and one is the embankment of separation. So your Vrindavan Bhag will have the embankment of separation this year. And then when you come, the union of coming to Vrindavan will be greater, and then the flow of karma will come. Thank you, Ariel. Nice to hear from you. Hare Krishna. And New Zealand, that's so nice. Anybody else like to say Hare Krishna? Okay. We will end today. Thank you all for coming on and joining. Shri Prabhupada Ki Jai.